Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. During July, we have studied the Ten Commandments, and the first four commandments reflect our relationship with God. The final six commandments reflect our relationship with other people. And the very first of these final six commandments, the fifth in numerical order, reflect our relationship with our parents. Without God and the creation, we would not exist, and without our human parents, we would not exist. All that we have in our life today, wherever we find ourselves in our life, whatever age we may be, stems from our parents. We might look around our life and consider that everything we have, we bought and paid for ourselves. And it was our parents who sacrificed at some time in our life to help us get to where we are today. That's one of the many reasons why there's a specific commandment to honor our parents. And of the Ten Commandments, this is the only commandment that is stated along with its benefit, that our days may be long. We might disagree with parents, and as parents, we might disagree with other parents. And yet parents generally act with the best interest of their children in mind. In those sad few circumstances where parents do not act in their children's best interest, there can be some level of honor given because of the very life we have. Let's read Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. When teaching Moses and the children of Israel, God linked the commandment to honor our parents to keeping the Sabbaths, both the weekly and annual Sabbath days, and to not make any graven images. Leviticus 19, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, Ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Ye shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God. We live in a time where many question the respect given to parents. We also live in a time where the weekly and annual Sabbaths are not generally kept, and where people have made God after their image and likeness. There is a connection between society honoring God and society honoring parents. In Exodus, there is a warning given to people who curse their parents. Exodus 21, verse 17. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. The words of Exodus are restated for us in Leviticus 20, verse 9. For every one that curseth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. He hath cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. The Hebrew word for curseth in these two verses is kalal, Strong's Hebrew 7043, meaning to curse, and implies despising and minimalizing. We cannot despise and minimalize our parents in our life. It makes no difference who our parents are or what they might have done to us. We do not despise our parents. We do not minimalize our parents. We find ways to honor our parents, and then we honor our parents. Maybe we grew up in poverty and our parents struggled just to feed the family. Or maybe we grew up in fabulous wealth where we think parents focus more on their wealth than their children. We do not minimize our parents because parents work in the best interest of their children so that their children can have a great life. Notice the words of Paul to the Ephesians in chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Paul advised the children to obey their parents in the Lord. In honoring our parents, we know that Jesus taught in order to follow him, we have to love our parents less by comparison. Paul shows how the fifth commandment to honor one's parents is the first commandment with a promise of long life. Paul then counters that parents are not to provoke children to anger. Children who grow up angry at their parents for any reason are much less likely to honor their parents later in life. Parents are to bring their children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. As a society, we understand nurturing. We tend to think of moms being more nurturing, and fathers need to also be nurturing to their children. The Greek word for admonition is Strong's Greek word 3559, nuthesia, and it means call attention to or a mild rebuke. You know, at work, when a supervisor calls attention to or gives a mild rebuke to an employee, it does not result in termination. Within the churches of God, somehow we have come to think of admonition as being a severe and very significant consequence. That's not what an admonition is. Parents who severely punish their child when what is needed is nurturing and admonition, again calling attention to or giving mild rebuke, will provoke their children to anger. These concepts are restated in Colossians 3, verse 20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. To the Romans, Paul wrote that we are to give honor to whom honor is due, and this includes honor to parents. Romans 13, verse 7. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. As we give honor to our parents, our focus in giving honor is done to give glory to God so that all may be saved. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. As a church, we focus on the needs of the church, including the people of the church. Some of the church are there to feed the flock, and others are there to learn. It makes no difference who we are. We are all to submit one to another through humility. 1 Peter 5, verse 1. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. The story of Jesus at age 12 gives us an example of how to obey parents in the Lord. With this story, Jesus went up with his parents to Jerusalem for Passover, and when returning home, Jesus became separated from his parents. And when he was found, he was in the temple. From the story, it is easy to see that Jesus had a different take on this experience from his parents who were worried sick. Jesus was focused on God the Father and his kingdom. Because we know there was no sin with Jesus, we know in this story, even though there was a difference of opinion, Jesus did not sin. In this story, even though his parents were worried sick, Jesus honored his parents while serving God. Luke 2, verse 41. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolks and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Solomon gave us many proverbs that we can use to honor our parents. Notice Proverbs 1, verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. The Hebrew word for chains in verse 9 is Strong's 6060 anak, and it means necklace. Parents acting in the best interest of their children adorn their children for success as adults. In another proverb, we are advised that what we learn from our parents should be part of every moment in our life. Proverbs 6, verse 20. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. There are many other proverbs about wise and foolish children. The basic concept is a wise child brings honor to the parents. Proverbs 10, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Proverbs 13, verse 1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Being wise involves listening to instructions. The child who brings honor to the parents listens carefully to all that is said. Proverbs 15, verse 5. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. When a child brings honor to parents, it's easy for both parents to recognize the child as their own. When a child brings dishonor, it becomes a hardship for parents. Proverbs 17, verse 25. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bear him. When bringing honor to parents, it's important to honor both mother and father. Proverbs 15, verse 20. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. The child who brings honor to parents is one who becomes self-reliant, never forgetting the upfront support and love that made their adult life possible. Children who rely on parents as adults and ignore the sacrifices of the parents consume their parents, bringing them shame. Proverbs 19, verse 26. He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causes shame and bringeth reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the back of fools. There is never an occasion to curse parents. We may disagree with them, and we may love them less by comparison than Jesus Christ and God the Father. And we will never curse our parents. Proverbs 20, verse 20. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. In our life, we are to retain what we have been taught since childhood, never despising our parents when they age. New ways of thinking may develop in life, and these do not invalidate the love and concern parents had for us when we were children. Instead of focusing on the nuances of society with twists and turns of understanding, as we seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, we will position ourselves so that our parents will find honor in who we have become as adults. Proverbs 23, verse 22. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth, and sell it not, also wisdom, and instruction, and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth the wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. One way to honor our parents is to trust God and have faith in Jesus Christ, as this will lead to wisdom for us. It is when we trust in ourselves and make God after our own image and likeness that we become fools. Proverbs 28, verse 24. Whoso robbeth his father or his mother and saith, it is no transgression, the same as the companion of a destroyer. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. It may be common for there to be friction between generations, and yet there is never a reason for one generation to curse its parents. Children who belittle their parents do so because they have an inflated self-image. Proverbs 30, verse 11. There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed up from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among men. In the book of Micah, there is a prophecy of a time when the son dishonors the father, the daughter dishonors the mother, and the younger generation is set at odds against the older generation. The prophecy is not a prophecy about a happy time, but a sad and frightening time. Micah 7, verse 1. Woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruit. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward, and the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire, so they wrap it up. The best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh. Now shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend. Put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. The relationship between parents and children is so important that without it, there is a curse. The book of Malachi shows a vision of a time when there is an absolute need to establish rapport and love between generations. And without this rapport and love, a curse will come upon mankind. Malachi 4, verse 4. Remember ye the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. In honoring our parents, we cannot hide behind religion. Faith should empower us to honor our parents and never give us an excuse not to honor our parents. We need to be mindful in our worship of God that we do not become entrapped in the traditions of man, which seems religious and are in reality far from faith. There is no religious edict that gives us permission to dishonor our parents. And even with God, the standard is to love and honor God more than we love and honor our parents. Mark chapter 7, verse 1. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes, which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. And the Pharisees and scribes asked him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? He answered and said unto them, Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites. As it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, Honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. Matthew records the same lesson slightly differently and shows how it was acceptable during the time of Jesus for children to extort parents if they simply said they were honoring their parents, never considering that these same parents extorted nothing from their children. We can honor our parents with the words we use. The greatest way we honor our parents is by the actions we take in our life. Matthew 15, verse 1. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have made ye the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Another subtle way children can bring dishonor to parents is by exacerbating challenges between them and other children. For instance, if we lie to bring harm to a brother or sister, that lie can bring dishonor to the parents. Psalm 50, verse 16. But unto the wicked God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. We are to honor our parents at all times if we are to keep the fifth commandment. We are to have greater honor for God the Father and Jesus Christ, and in no way does this greater honor bring dishonor to parents. Matthew 10, verse 32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. It is when we put God and Jesus Christ first that we have protection from our enemies. If we want to have this protection from God, we have to honor God. And this type of honor is demonstrated by keeping his commandments, including the commandment on honoring our parents. Let's read Psalm 27, starting with verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path, because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Most of us are familiar with the golden rule, to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. Jesus shared that this summarized the teachings of the Bible. Sometimes overlooked in the teaching is the mention of parents knowing how to give good gifts to their children. The best gifts that a parent can give their child is when they act in the best interest of their child through love. Children will naturally focus their attention on the tangible gifts that they can show to their friends, but the best gifts a parent can give are those intangible gifts of acting in the best interest of their child through love. Jesus pointed out that even an evil parent can give a good gift to their child. It is God the Father who gives each of us incredibly great gifts when we ask him. Matthew 7, verse 1. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye mete it, shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Honoring parents is the first commandment with promise. As we honor our parents by keeping the fifth commandment, we also honor God. There is never a reason to bring dishonor to our parents in words or deeds. And while the words we choose are vitally important, it is through our deeds, by what we do, that we show honor to parents for all to see. We are to remember the words of the commandment. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. We are to remember to obey our parents in the Lord, as Paul shows us when he wrote, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. We are to remember that faith empowers us to honor our parents and never gives a reason to dishonor our parents. We are to honor our parents. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.